In a surprising move, the Anchorage Assembly voted down a proposal to raise taxes on cannabis businesses. During a meeting last night, more than a dozen people from the local industry spoke against the proposed tax increase. And as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the testimony swayed the vote.
2 years ago, voters in Anchorage gave the Assembly the ability to increase taxes on the new industry incrementally up to 12%. That's on top of the taxes collected by the state. On the table was the first bump from the current 5% rate up to 7%. No one from the public spoke in favor of that change. Susan Noland owns a retail cannabis shop in downtown Anchorage and told the Assembly the industry is still in its infancy and struggling to get its financial footing. Noland and others want more time before paying higher taxes on sales.
I believe in taxation. It's good for the industry, but I think it's too soon right now. Give us a chance.
The mayor's administration had hoped the tax increase would help boost revenue to the city above the $1.3 million it brought in last year, helping to shift a small portion of the municipal budget off of property owners. But opponents say cannabis retailers in Anchorage are already paying several times more in taxes than it costs the municipality to regulate and monitor their operations, and that it would be harmful to add more costs to new businesses as they're still trying to get on their feet. The discussion scrambled the Assembly's normal ideological splits.
Clearly, the industry has already paid for its cost.
Assemblymember Amy Domboski is a fiscal and social conservative who usually votes against measures favorable to the cannabis industry, but she came out forcefully on behalf of businesses in opposing the tax increase.
I don't believe the administration has demonstrated a need, nor do I think they have been the best stewards of taxpayer money. Therefore, I will not vote to give them more of it.
The overwhelming 8-2 vote against the proposal was unexpected by even those from the industry. Cannabis remains expensive to grow and sell in Alaska relative to other states that have legalized. However, the tax rate on retailers in Anchorage is not outside the normal range of other hub cities, falling above Portland on the low end, but lower than Seattle on the high end in the overall tax burden. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The Anchorage Assembly also approved a change in how it clears unlawful campsites in the area around public parks and trails. In what could be a dramatic change in enforcement, Assembly members unanimously voted for a more aggressive policy that designates broad zones where camps have to be vacated along a faster timeline. The move is meant to address vocal and increasingly organized complaints from property owners that the city does not do enough to clear out large, sprawling campsites scattered throughout the parks and greenbelts. The Assembly will provide campers 72 hours to leave areas that fall into the new prohibited zone category. Those include public lands near parks, trails, schools, and other civic infrastructure. In those instances, the municipality will store people's belongings in a city-run facility if they request it. Up until now, the policy on the books targeted individual campsites for cleanup, which critics say just pushes the problem from spot to spot instead of expelling unlawful encampments.